Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Here's Houston.
Good morning, Coach Nutt.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
We'll talk a little bit about, before we get into the game at Mississippi State, let's go back to Saturday, and what did you think of the game? It was like watching three different games, Houston. You know, obviously, Arkansas gets down early, 28-0, fights back. You know, they've been having trouble in the third quarter, you know, had an unbelievable third quarter, and then the most rare occurrence is 370-yard runs in the fourth quarter does in the Razorbacks. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, you said it. You know, it looks like three different games. Bryce Young, of course, came out hot and does what he does, hikes and filthy ways. But, boy, all of a sudden, Arkansas comes back, and that onside kick was beautiful. And, boy, you just thought the momentum, especially after the guy snaps the punt. Alabama snapper snaps the punt, so I don't know where the cover on the one or two punched that in. Hey, here we go. And 28-23. But, boy, I tell you, Jalen Muro, who we probably didn't know much about.
Right.
This guy is unbelievable. That one play to me really, at third, what was third and 12, third and 10.
Third and 15. Third and 15. Had it backed up. Yep.
Oh, that makes you sick. Third and 15, and he runs for 70-something yards, and what changes the game. And I don't know if you noticed, Saban on the sideline, I guess O'Brien caught a pass on the two, and he just went crazy.
Yep.
And I don't blame him right there. And then all of a sudden, Alabama's running game, Jahmyr Gibbs, just golly. Boy. And the one thing to me is you'd like to see if the pressure is put on Jalen Milroe for the first time. I'm talking about, and let's see if he can win. Let's see if he can throw. That to me is the biggest difference, because this is more of a running game with him running and Jahmyr Gibbs. Boy, it changed everything.
Yeah, that quarterback you're talking about, I went down to the sideline and watched him warm up before the game without his shoulder pads on, and he looked like he's about 6'2", 215, looks like a linebacker. He was built that way, and then, of course, probably I think he runs a 4.4, so he was very impressive. But let me ask you this, Houston. This is the big question. Arkansas knows that they've got problems on defense. It's, you know, another game they're giving up. You know, they're dead last in passing, in pass defense. Their total defense, I think they're 112 out of 130. You know, that to the Barry Odom, you just can't let these guys single coverage. You can't do it. So against elite quarterbacks like we're getting ready to face with the Mississippi State, you know, I think you just need to go back and drop eight and just keep it in front of you, because I tell you, we don't have the ability to cover people in man coverage, single man coverage. We just can't do it. Listen, they could have beat us 100-0 if we had kept doing that in the first half against them.
Right. You know, in the last couple of years, Barry Odom looked like to me his game plan was good, dropping eight versus Mike Leach. And to me, I think he'll go right back to that. He try to keep everything in front and tackle the catch. I think that'd be really important. But I tell you, I just you know, that's the thing that just keep you up at night, knowing that when there's receivers that can run by. And this is the one thing that I was telling you. I thought this year, I didn't think Alabama had a Julio Jones. I didn't think they had Devontae Smith. And I thought the offensive line still had questions. And you're right there. You know, you're right there. But, boy, I tell you, it comes a time when it's third and 15. You got to get off the field right there.
Yeah, you think about it, Houston. That defense had held Alabama to 75 yards rushing through three quarters, and I went back and looked at it. We're going to have bumper pull on a little bit later today, and it just, you know, they weren't gap sound. You know, you had bumper just he had bumper missed the quarterback. Quarterback ran around. Of course, it's like, I mean, guy's an elite athlete, and then you had Breeny come up at safety and just fall down, miss the tackle. So sometimes you can call the right defense. People want to blame the scheme. Well, you just got to execute it, and they're playing. Players are better than our players, but it's scary, Houston, when you got guys that just, and nothing against our kids, but we just, secondary-wise, we don't have those players, some of the ones like you used to have, you know, some of the ones like I played with that are 4-4 guys that can keep up. you know, and they just run right by us and make it look easy. And there's no way to, there's no place to run and hide. You can't hide it. Everybody knows it now. And so you just got to play accordingly, and you can't blitz. You know, everybody, oh, you got to blitz and put pressure on them. Well, it gets an elite quarterback who can, he gets rid of the ball in a hurry, just like we saw first half Saturday. They're going to burn us if we do that. So I'm like you, drop eight and play three. What do you think about Mike Leach? That was a big win for them against A&M. What do you think? I think the line's eight. They're favorite. They're 8-point favorite of the Hogs.
You know, Texas A&M's offense, they got a lot of problems too. That's another game that'll make you sick, because offensively they've got a long way to go. And so that game didn't surprise me. But Will Rogers, the guy he has total command of what Mike Leach is doing. Mike Leach has this 3x5 car. There's seven plays. Most seven plays aren't going in. They're going to be called over and over and over. And he knows where to go with the football. And this game is as you know, Dave, this is one of the toughest places to play. Not the loudest. You know, cowbells and all that can be irritating, it's a tough place to play. And you've got to go get very, very focused. And this is where your offense has got to stay on the field in this game. It's got to be, you know, about 34, 35 minutes.
Yep.
You've got to keep the ball.
That's exactly right. Usually, of course, now you have a quarterback issue. Now, you know, KG didn't practice, and Roger didn't practice again yesterday. So today we'll see.
Today will be a day that Coach Pittman said. Anyway, we'll see on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think he's from Mississippi. I think he wants to play. I mean, that's where he's from. You know, he wants to go back there. You know, like he did against Ole Miss last year and play well. If you don't have him, you got Cade Fort and you got Blake Horns. But a little bit of controversy with him. Do you think the Razorbacks can win without KJ playing in this game?
Need KJ. You need KJ, unless he's just you just hurt and can't go. You need him. Now, who's the second team quarterback? Is it Malik or is it the other?
No. It's the kid who transferred from South Florida, Cade Fortin. And of course, nobody really knew that until Saturday when Cade Fortin went in, and that's what the controversy was. You know, he really, everybody presumed that Malik Hornsby was the second team quarterback, but that
and
was
Coach
not
Pittman right. Actually said that Fortin is the backup quarterback. That had been decided long ago,
but not many people realized.
No, we didn't. Nobody. Well, obviously, we did.
So it looked like Fortin's going to be the guy to start if KJ doesn't play.
Well, that's where your offensive line and, you know, Rocket Sanders and these guys, you know, they've got to step up now. You got to put the ball in their lap, man, if that's the case. You know, I remember Malik Hornsby. Now, last year, I thought he came in as his second team quarterback, made some plays with his legs. And, you know, he's very elite. So, I don't know. Boy, all hands on deck now. Everybody's got to come on right now. And this is really a critical week. You're starting to hit that midway point, and I really think you can beat Mississippi State, but we've got to be very sound, and you've got to tackle the catch, keep everything in front. But offensively, I just keep going back to that. I think offensively, this is one game. You got to have your best game of the year right here.
Yeah,
especially
you know, you think,
line.
You think about that. You think about this game. So Arkansas, you know, gets to play a ranked team this weekend. If they get that, they get around. You know, there's a good chance BYU beats Notre Dame this weekend, and BYU right now is number 16. You could beat two ranked teams in a row, and you're right back in the conversation of being one of the better teams in the league in the nation. You know, you were ranked top 10 at one point, and you've got an opportunity here. Now, let me tell you, they can very easily. They could lose this game, and all of a sudden, you got to go on the road to Utah and play BYU, and all of a sudden, this thing gets out of hand. So that's why you're right, Houston. This is an important game that can turn things around in the right direction when things are a little shaky.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I've seen BYU play a couple of times. I'll tell you, they're a physical bunch. Of course, an older group, and Jaren Hall, their quarterback's very good. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You get right back in it, but it starts this week in Starkville. And then what I hate is you got to go travel. What's that game was in Fayetteville or Little Rock, because traveling those two time zones, that's not easy either.
Right. Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, you know, what do you think about Mike Leach? He's a character. You're obviously, you're a former coach. What, from a coaching standpoint, tell us what you think about Mike.
Well, you know, he's done so much in on the offensive side of the ball. And I remember playing him in the Cotton Bowl. I tell you, he has just a very unique way. You know, he was with Hal Mumme. I don't know if y'all remember. He was with Hal Mumme.
Yeah, you betcha. Wow, you betcha.
Yeah. And so they were ahead of the game as far as stretching, vertical, horizontal, doing different things. And, you know, it looks, when you watch him, practice and you go through his scripts, it looks simple. And what I like about what he does is the quarterback knows where to go with the football. And he does such a good job of teaching in his unique way offensively. And I think rumor has he'll show up at 10 o'clock and have his coffee and go home by about 6 o'clock and he'll start all over again the next day. But you can bet one thing. Offensively, these receivers, they do a really good job of creating separation. You see them coming back to the ball. All those the little things fundamentally between a quarterback and a receiver, really, really good. Now, you're not going to see much run, but every time you say that, they'll hit a draw for 15 or 20 yards, they'll sneak one in on you. So, he's hard to defend sometimes.
Do you want to thank Reed's Metals for sponsoring Houstonette again this year? If you got any metal roof needs or need a pole barn up, they can take good care of you. Now, Roger, I'm going to throw this one at you.
Here we go.
He mentioned, Houston mentioned Mike Leach and Hal Mumme. What was the comment that Mike Leach said when he came? Because Mike Leach was, an assistant coach when Mumme came here as coach. What did he say about that crowd? Do you remember?
661-1037. I know it, but if you don't, call in.
Do you know what it is?
I do.
What is it, Chris?
What is it?
He said War Memorial was the loudest stadium he'd ever played.
That's exactly right.
That's it. Nailed it.
Houston, I remember that was – was that 98 or 99, that game we were talking about? You remember?
I think that was 98, I think.
Y'all came back, you had Tim Couch and you had the interception at the end, and it was super loud. And when he described David Barrett, that's right. He describes the stadium.
Tim Couch was an unbelievable quarterback, and boy, they had some good athletes in the backfield. And they were explosive now, and David Barrett did a job anticipating a comeback route, a curl route, and he intercepted it, or changed everything, and got to run out the clock and go have a celebrated locker room.
Yeah, that was I remember because y'all were undefeated. That was that great stretch, that great run you had, and we knew Kim Couch coming in was an All American. It was going to be a dogfight. It was back and forth, and I remember it was a great game to watch. But I thought it was interesting. Mike Leach remembered that place as an assistant coach, and then it was funny in the Mike Leach way. He talked about he's got that old, it's an old concrete. He goes into the description. I mean, a really concrete down the green. You know, he just all these words the way he is. I told the guys yesterday, Houston, when I brought him into the touchdown club the year he didn't coach, got in about 10:30. He said, "Man, I'm hungry, David." And I said, "Coach, not many places open on Sunday night in Little Rock, only a Waffle House." He said, "Waffle House it is." So we went and ate Waffle House and we was with him for about till 12 o'clock. And you talk about telling stories, and he wanted to hear all the Clinton stories. I mean, he loves everything, not just football, because he played rugby in college. He wasn't a football player. He's an attorney.
He's a pirate.
He's a pirate. He's a different kind of guy.
Never seen anybody as a football coach that knows more about history. I don't care if it's Indians. I don't care if it's pilgrims. Pilots. It doesn't matter. This guy knows everything about everything.
He does. He I think guys like that are good for the game, Houston. I think they're enjoyable. They're fun. And they're different. And can coach, too. The guy obviously can coach in football. Houston, great stuff as always. Hopefully we'll be talking about a win next week. Do you have anything, Roger?
No. Of course, when I think about those gashes and I think about Coach, that Alabama had on us, those three big old runs, I was just thinking about Coach's team, with D-Mac and the rest of them. We had a few of those runs that demoralized a few teams
as well,
so we know
point.
What it's like.
They are demoralizing. Houston, not one.
No.
But not two, but in the third one, it was so easy. It was just like there was nobody back. It looked like a peewee game. Where is the rest of the defense? Where are the other secondary players?
Somebody got a cheat code and everybody went the wrong way.
Yeah, it really did. It was. I hate it for our defense. Got to be better than that to win some games.
Yeah.
Right. Got you.
Well, listen, we will talk next week, hopefully after a big win over the Bulldogs.
That sounds good. All right, guys.